Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help. You save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss my poorly timed foot peel, the blockbuster versus Netflix feud, Will Ferrell's new career as the villain in every toy movie, and the history of Roland the Farter. Plus, what service we would provide to the king if we were back in ye olde time. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hi, Corey Cool.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, little mama? Let me whisper in your ear.
Oh,
have you ever whispered in a little mama's ear or had a little mama whisper in your ear?
I've been the little mama.
Oh.
I've been the little mama whispering.
Was that when we were on The Amazing Race and you whispered in my ear?
No, but what did I whisper? Something like, should we get out the wigs?
You were all, who should we vote for?
Oh, no, I do think in the next hookup, I do want to say, I want to lean in sensually and whisper in somebody's ear, hey, little mama, let me whisper in your ear.
Next time I'm in a hookup, I want to lean over and whisper into someone's ear and be all, wah!
Oh my God, Jesus Christ. Well, you did it in my ear just now. Thank you.
I think I did it in all the listeners' ears. I really did that.
TM. Oh, yes. Yes.
Hey.
You did. What? Are we starting this early? What?
Oh,
what,
wait, what now? Did you have some other nonsense to giggle about?
I don't know.
Do you want to talk about whether or not you want to have sex with the American Express logo?
That's what it was, because right before we started recording, we were talking and I was filling something out and Corey asked me what.
I said, will you fuck the American Express logo? Because you showed me his picture. You were all, look at my gold card.
and I said, save it for the podcast.
I mean, who wouldn't? He's very, what century is that?
Ooh, he's giving, let me look, let me take a gander, he's let me pull out my,
armored soldier realness.
Sparta.
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
He's giving 300. I would watch 300.
He's giving a warrior helmet with plumage on top.
He's giving gay men, just men being gay, because that's what they were up to, right? They were all sucking in. Fucking each other.
Did you hear that?
I heard that if you were back in ye olde time,
didn't they have to try to blow someone and make them? And if they didn't do it before the sun came up, they were beheaded. I swear, oh. I read that.
Who was no?
There was some.
Oh, you're really gonna behead somebody because you couldn't get off.
They didn't know how to do it.
At some point, you need to take accountability for your actions
or lack thereof. The leader of the army would be all, you You, what's like the lowest rank? You come, army man.
You little peon.
You little peon soldier. You come put my, my, in your, but if I don't get off before the sunneth riseth.
Oh, we don't have a bleep budget, but we got a budget.
Yes, I'm the official bleeper now.
Okay.
We had to make some budget cuts.
Bunch it.
Did, so well, you never heard like, that?
No, they were not beheading for the sake of no heading.
Yes, it was all, if you don't make me, who wants the blue ball? Before war. Before war.
No, I think, I don't think it was that mean. I think it was more like, I don't think, you know what a concubine is?
No, tell me.
I don't either. But I feel like people are claiming that they would have been a concubine. Concubine. It's like a whore, you know, maybe. Let me see. A mistress, a woman who lives with a man but has a lower status than his wife or wife. So it's just kind of like a side piece, perhaps? What's the vernacular we would use nowadays for concubine?
I think on Real Housewives of New Jersey, Margaret called Jennifer a concubine.
Oop. Well, was she? Was she?
What was the definition again?
A woman who lives with a man but has a lower status than his wife or wives. Mm. So like a side piece, like a live-in side piece. Mm. I don't know about side piece. Side piece is giving me KFC. Is that like what that originated from?
I was talking to my, maybe. I was talking to my hairdresser and I was all, and I was all talking about a grinder hookup and I was all called it a trick. And she thought it was so funny. She was like, oh my God, I haven't heard that in so long. I was like, y'all don't say tricks.
Well, what tricks do you pull? What tricks do you provide?
You aren't all, well, I have some trick over.
I know the term, but I'm saying if somebody is going to be labeled a trick, you, bitch, they better be. They better
you
bring a trick.
Better pull that rabbit out of hat, Henny.
You better do something. You better. Leg behind a head or something, or like,
what
if you, I don't know,
what if
juggle?
What if you went to a grinder hookup and you're like in the middle of it and they're like, hold on, I gotta show you something. And then they just pull a surprise out of their butt.
Pull what? Pull what?
Pull a surprise out of their butt.
Like a gummy bear or a leg?
Like a Barbie leg.
A Barbie leg or a gummy bear?
A Barbie leg with a high heel on still.
Oh, I would be impressed if the high heel were still on, because I feel like in a butthole,
anything could happen.
Yes, the shoes are coming off, honey. It's a shoes off household.
They do really say anything could happen in a butthole.
Who said that?
They did.
Who said it?
They did.
We were having a conversation the other night. What? Well, first of all, have you heard of Roland the Farter?
No, does that sound like something I want to know about? Roland the Farter?
Roland the Farter. He was on my For You page on TikTok, and I felt like, for me? And then I knew, this is for me. It was the story of a man in ye olde time whose only job was at the end of a party for the king, he would do a trick where he would jump and click his heels together, but at the same time as his heels would click, he would whistle and he would fart. And for all of that, he would live like, you know, royal, because he was like one of the royal, it was giving royal jester, but with a very specific trick up his sleeve.
Damn.
Roland the Farter. So like my question was, if you had to provide one service for the king, like what are you presenting to the king that you could be like, listen, bitch, I have this, add me to the lineup. And
I'd be like, yo,
pay for room and board.
Yo, king, you seen this sweet little mouth?
No,
what's this mouth do?
Corey the Sucker?
Well, we could find a better term.
We'll get to it.
Corey the sweet little mouth.
Corey the sweet little mouth.
Mm. Mouth.
Oh, mouth. You know, okay.
That's my drag name. It's sweet little mouth.
I'm talking non-sexual. You're not a concubine in this
what
fantasy.
What are you going to say? Fucking armpit farting?
No.
Maybe I could jump, do my dolphin noise.
Yes.
And land in a death drop.
You don't have to. Oh, I was going to say you don't have to jump, but I think if you want to do a death drop, you kind of have to jump.
Jump, dolphin noise, death drop.
Okay. I could do the worm.
What are you going to do? Wiggle your ears?
Nostrils? I'm not even sure if I can do the worm. Is the worm more complicated than I'm thinking? Because I don't really remember much of what happens with the worm.
I don't think you can do the worm. I've never looked at you and thought that man could do the worm.
Okay. I could do the worm.
You could burp on cue while doing armpit farts.
I could burp on cue. I can do. I can wiggle my ears, and I can do the worm all together.
No, I don't think you.
If you're doing the worm and burping at the same time, I think you would just start. That's like, you know, when a dog starts like heaving. And it's like, you know.
What if a dog was dry heaving while scooting its butt across the carpet?
I could do that. Tyler the Scooter. Tyler the Scooter, Corey the Sweet Whittle Mouth. Is it Whittle Mouth?
Will Mouth.
Why don't we just call you Whittle Mouth?
Am I in the Widow Fondue family?
Sure. Probably.
A Black Widow baby.
Maybe. Possibly. Hey, before I forget, did you know we're nominated for a non-queerty?
No, we got nominated for something? Are you lying?
Well, it's a non-queerty.
What's it called?
It's a queerty poll.
Oh.
But it's not for the queerties.
Actually, we should use that as our angle for why.
Our first queerty win is a non-queerty?
No. Because we weren't even included. We weren't nominated this year.
What do you mean? Oh, yeah.
So now we need to say we're back. We need to be nominated in the Queerties again because we were nominated for a non-Queerty on Queerty.
Okay, well, Queerty.com is running a poll. Who is reality TV's creme de la queer on Paramount Plus? Hold on. It's only on Paramount Plus. Okay, well, what's on Paramount Plus?
Well, it's like CBS shows.
No promo.
It's like Drag Race. It's Survivor. It's Amazing Race. It's Big Brother. It's Queen of the Universe. Okay. It's Jersdays.
Jersdays? Is there a gay person on Jersey Shore?
No.
Oh.
Anyway, well, what else do you want to say? Are we winning?
When
do polls close?
The poll. What's the winner get? Free Paramount Plus? What's happening here?
I tweeted, I think the winner gets to go back on The Amazing Race.
Even if they're not from The Amazing Race?
Or you and I get to go on Drag Race. No. Well, yeah. But also Queens of the Universe.
Queen of the Universe? Okay. Well. Oh, I'm looking right now. We are currently in the lead. We're up against some pretty heavy hitters, so you need to get your votes in there and vote. You need to be Pokemon going to the polls on that one.
Damn.
Get to it. Okay, I just wanted to not forget that.
Did you say forget that? No. Are you the town scooter?
I'm the town scooter. You're the town widow mouth. We're not the town. We're not of service to the town.
What are we, the kingdom's little scooter?
Yes. The kingdom. No, the kings.
You think there were kings back then? Be it all, you get up here and fart for me right now or off with your head, yes. You little farter starter.
Roland the farter.
Who was the king who wanted this?
I don't know. John.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, speaking of Barbie legs inside of buttholes with the heels on.
Sure.
Did you see
Birkenstocks?
Did you see the updated Barbie trailer?
Yeah, I'm happy for it. I'm excited for it. I'm going to see it. What is it going head to head against? Oppenheimer? What the hell is Oppenheimer?
Weren't you trying to talk about Oppenheimer 2 weeks ago? You were all, we were stoned watching Netflix.
No. Maybe. I think that was something else we watched.
What do you think my opinion of the new Barbie trailer is going to be?
I think you're going to love it. Why? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I sure did. Do you think
bright,
there were,
it's fun.
Do you think there were any things I would find a problem with in that trailer?
Was there a fart joke? I don't know. You tell me.
Well, do you think I want to watch a movie with Will Ferrell as the bumbling villain?
You know what? I think he did a good job as the bumbling villain of the Lego movie. And if he's collecting
the Lego Batman movie,
childhood toy franchise villains, he's well on his way from Lego to Barbie. What's next?
I fell asleep during
hey,
the
whatever
Lego
you are
Batman
click clacking
movie.
Over there, whatever you are click clacking over there, put that 10-pound weight down.
There's a
is it a pen?
There's a pen in my drawer.
Put it down because you're it's truly disturbing me.
I bet the people at home can't even hear it. Just you.
The pen that ended the podcast.
So, yeah, I don't know. I was already on the fence about seeing the Barbie movie. And now,
no, you weren't.
And now I have to watch a Will Ferrell movie, which I swore I would never do. I can't even tell you the last one I saw.
I saw him tell somebody, don't talk to me right now at the gym.
Was it
in
you?
His defense, in his defense, no, he was on the treadmill and somebody came up to him and trying to show him something on his phone.
No,
and like,
no.
And trying to, and it was like a fan interaction and he was very like, no, like ended it before it began. And I thought, good, set a boundary.
Absolutely. On the treadmill?
Yeah.
Reminds me of the girls who asked if they could take a picture with you at Cheesecake Factory and I said no.
As you should. We were still waiting on the brown bread. Get out of here. At least wait till the check comes, if not the brown bread.
Yeah, speaking of fighting, did you see the girls are fighting?
Which girls?
Guess.
Oh, the bad girls of the Bad Girls Club.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Is it a pop girly? Is it a...
It's Netflix versus...
Oh. That's not a girl.
I don't know how Netflix identifies.
Corporation.
Yeah.
Okay, so Netflix versus who?
Well,
families?
Well, I thought it was... I thought this
versus
was...
family plans?
Yes. Did you see Netflix is all? Only one login per household. Fuck sharing
yeah,
with your
old
friends.
Yeah, this is old news. They've been teasing this as the new future for a while.
Well, don't you think we all cancel our Netflix for 2 months and say, fuck you?
Yeah, okay. Rally the people, Corey.
I think we need a grassroots movement.
A grassroots movement? Well, you know what I'm thinking? Put that pen down.
My elbow touched it on accident.
Oh, my.
So listen, my drawer is open.
Close it.
My drawer is open because I like to put my elbows in my drawer and rest my hands on my face.
Okay. What were we talking about? Something about the pen?
Well,
something about
Netflix was fighting with Blockbuster, but the whole thing I wanted to bring up is Blockbuster tweeted, yo, when you used to run our movies, you could share with whoever you wanted as long as you returned it on time. And I was like, does Blockbuster even exist? Why is there still a corporate Twitter?
Somebody never took back the password. Somebody's still logged in.
Who think
they're snarky funny.
Who is tweeting from Blockbuster?
Somebody who's snarky funny. Somebody, you know what? They're sitting on a
secret.
They're sitting on a gold mine right there. It honestly could have just been somebody who bought verification. You got tricked, hacked, and you know, Twitter is in shambles these days. Who is who?
It's a mess, truly. Truly a mess.
Truly a mess. Truly. This will be affecting me most.
It really will.
No password sharing.
I think this enables
shift.
All of the companies to they're going to start doing it. We all need to start a grassroots movement right now and say absolutely not. We need to
say, you know how that's not going to work? Because people are not going to do it. Because people can't not watch whatever they're watching. They got to watch it.
I know. People can't
watch it. hey, watch it. I'm watching here. That's what people will say.
I'm watching.
Here's what I think. I
What's
have
your
an
solve,
idea.
Baby?
My solve is simple. This is my big brain moment. Imagine
a world.
Imagine a world where you pay for the channels you pay for a TV system where you get maybe like 100 channels and you can watch anything that's on at any given time live when it's on. And that's what you pay for and that's what you can watch.
Babe, that existed.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not a big brain moment.
Is the grass not greener back from whence we came?
No.
And suddenly, we thought it was, we've cracked the code and streaming is really going to unlock all the doors for us. Well, look who's paying buco bucks now for a million different streaming services monthly. No, and now we can no longer share. And
it's still less than cable was.
Who can ever be sure? The math is still out, and I can't figure out an Excel spreadsheet to figure out when that breaks even.
Hey, what do you think they did with all the empty Blockbusters?
Well, seasonally, they're just Halloween stores.
I saw in like Vermont, they turned some like old Macy's into a high school.
Sure. Honestly, what it should be is create communal living. Why not? I don't know. There's people that are homeless. We have so many empty buildings. Get to it.
Didn't you remember like movies in the 80s when kids were like trapped in a mall at night? Have fun.
Yeah, that's the American dream. I feel like even if it's a haunted movie and you're trapped in a mall, I would still want to be trapped in the mall.
I think it's funny because, yeah, it's like even in like post-apocalyptic shows, it's like now... It like shows them running through malls and stuff, and it's all like, it's like as if the world ended on a dime and then like everything was just run down. So when you walk into a mall, it's still nostalgic, but I'm like, they're not even smart enough to put in the fact that malls are already sitting empty, and so it wouldn't be fun in a zombie universe.
Go off. Go off.
Your mall wouldn't even be fun in a zombie universe anymore.
You know what I keep seeing in malls?
Pretzel places.
Yes, and
big hippos.
Places where you can where they have like 15 different photo shoot setups.
Really?
So you rent and you there you can like pay for an hour to go use all of the different like setups and backgrounds and props and blah blah blah. It's we live in a Instagram age, you know this, right?
So now all the girly pops be going to the molly bops to be getting their photos popped.
they do. You don't have one like that anywhere near you?
I think that's what Gen Z be saying. No, I had to go to the mall. What did I have to go to the mall for? I had to go to the mall for something recently. And
Lids? Did you have to go to Lids?
No, but you know what I saw? One of your favorite stores.
Cotton On?
Yes, it was a Cotton On. And I thought, oh, you're still around, girly.
Cotton On is... Listen, I don't know if it's good product, but it is. They have good
cotton
basics. They have good basics.
Yes, I got a cute
basic
button down. I'll bring it to the boat, and you'll see it, and you're gonna love the way
a button
you look.
Down on the boat.
No, you'll see it. It's like no, it's like you'll have to just wait and see. You're gonna be like, wow, perfect for the boat.
You know what? I too am preparing for the boat. Corey and I are going on a boat trip this upcoming weekend. And you remember when I was like, listen, do you have the link for the foot sleeves that make your feet shed?
I sent you the link for the foot sleeves.
Is that what they're called? What are they called?
I don't know, but did you get them?
I got them.
Did you use them?
I used them.
When? How recently?
I used them last night. Is it too late?
Oh, no. Your feet are going to be peeling on the boat.
Who knows? I don't know. It said they'll start peeling. They'll be peeling 1 to 2 weeks from now. I'm like, well, the boat's in 1 week.
Listen.
So I might be wearing socks on the boat.
Listen. Oh, my God. I made the same mistake the first time I used this because I didn't read the instructions. And I thought I was just going to, like, pull my feet out of the little plastic bags. And, like, I thought my skin was going to shed like a snake. Cut to a week later, I was in Palm Springs with my friends. And my feet are a-shedding.
Oh.
Chunks of skin flaking off.
Well, maybe that'll be my accessory of choice. Skin flakes.
Maybe that will be your planned fun evening activity and we'll all sit around and pick your feet.
Hmm. Or if we have any pasta and anybody needs any Parmesan and we have to make do, well, you know, boat boys make do.
I will bring my cheese grater.
Okay, work.
Did Hudson do the other one?
No.
Wow.
No.
Do you
well,
not?
I read that if you have any intense, what's it called? Like, what are those calluses that you might need to redo the treatment? So I said, I might need the second footing for ye olde biggy bumpy.
When I did it the first time years ago, I think like 2 inches of thickness came off. I lost 2 inches in height. That's how much thickness came off of my feet.
Okay.
You're going to be not really short king the house down boots.
Boots? My feet are going to be, they're not even going to fit in boots.
Did you?
They're going to be so slender.
But I will skinny. Say, when I was done with the process, my feet were silky smooth.
Oh, see, it was my like game plan was to have silky feet for the boat, but I'm going to have flaky feet for the boat.
Yes. And afterward,
so if somebody sucks a toe, they're going to get a mouthful? Chewy gum?
After I was done with it the first time, it was like my feet had just come out onto this world.
Like first steps via womb?
Yes. What's it called when you're not head first? Breached? It was like feet were breached, feeling air for the first time.
Not you coming out of your mom, foot out like
a Barbie with a high heel surprise.
No, like, you know, what's it called in ballet? Like on
plie.
Point. You're plieing 1 foot out. Yes. You're all waving with your pinky toe.
And I didn't have the sickle foot.
Sickle foot? What is sickle foot?
Well, one time I was hooking up with this dancer, and he was all, point your toe, and then I didn't. He was all, that's sickle foot.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it seems like a read that a dancer says to another dancer. You?
Well, he didn't. Did he say it to another dancer?
Yes!
Or is that what you're calling yourself?
Sickle foot in dance. I'll Google it if you want to know.
I do like the word sickle. Sickle is a weapon that is half circular shaped. It's kind of like a, you know, what does the Grim Reaper carry around, but smaller?
That is a sickle. This says, sickled feet is a term we use to describe a dancer's specific foot position. It can happen in any number of ballet positions, but it always leaves the same results. When sickled, the toes of the dancer's foot curve inward and his or her heel drops back. So baby, I don't know. He said it like a read to me the one time. He was all, not that sickle foot.
Okay, so for the boat, you're bringing, you pack your sickle feet, I'll pack my snake feet. And, or
together,
is it snake feet? We'll, my shedding feet? We'll, what are my feet going to be? You tell me. You've experienced
it. We'll do a number. It'll be very WB Frog with like a hat and a cane. And it'll be like, hello, my darling.
If we could really plan a choreographed something, we should.
But do you want to bring your tap shoes?
I'll bring a ribbon to dance with. I don't have my tap shoes.
Will you bring your...
What is that?
Balls.
My balls? Oh, you mean my koi? What is that called?
I don't know. It's yours.
I think it's called koi. The like light up balls that you can like swing around.
Yes.
At like a rave. Yeah, I could bring them.
Change the batteries.
I got gifted them the last time we were on a boat.
Well,
sisterhood of the traveling swinging balls. Full circle.
Hey, did you hear the good news?
What's the good news? The Lord and Savior is back.
Oh my God, Maggie Rogers is done with her third album.
Okay.
Are you ready for MR3?
Yeah, but I don't know if MR2 made the splash that I wanted it to. I mean, it was good and it's good kitchen listening.
Well, listen.
But it's not, it didn't really hit the same way for me.
Everybody's got an art pop in their arsenal. Everybody's got a witness.
If that was her art pop, I don't know. That was not her art pop. That was not her witness.
Yeah,
that
because was, it's like, good. You're just being a bitch.
No, it was fine. It was fine. Okay, so has she hinted anything about MR3?
Yeah, well, she said, oh my God, you want me to read what she said?
What'd she say?
She sent a whole, you know, I'm on her newsletter. So I got the email this morning. But I'll just read the one paragraph. She said, I can't wait to start playing these songs on the road this summer. They're fun. There's a real lightness about them. They feel like my silliest, most unguarded self. The self usually...
Now, hold on. This is up my alley. This is right.
Right. The self usually reserved for just my friends. Guard all the way down. Sounds like Sunday afternoon. Worn in jeans. Hair undone. Long ride in your favorite car with the windows down.
She better have fun. The life is about having fun. I have decided.
Do you love to
laugh? I'm the fun police. Well, I'm not the fun police ACAP. I'm the fun...
Do you love to laugh?
I'm Roland the farter. I love to laugh. I do love to laugh. I love to be silly. I love to have fun. I love to be playful.
You're welcome. So, yeah.
I'm trying to bring that into my life. So if she's bringing play into her music, what more could I ask
she
for?
She is. And I mean, all she was saying is that she finished the album. She wasn't expecting to do another one so soon, but it just came flowing out of her. And she said she's still got to mix it and find a release date with the label and all that. So I'm sure it won't be out until January. But if it came out this year, I would be... I would just love to laugh.
Well, you won't have to love to laugh. You'll just be laughing.
But I think it...
And you'll love
it. But I think it is going to come sooner than later because she... teased one of the songs on like her TikTok. Anyway, just wanted to share the good news.
Thank you for spreading the good word. The holy word.
Oh, I was gonna say hearie, but it's not. What's the town crier always on about?
Hear ye.
No, I think
a message from the king.
Yeah, that's just the king bitch. Who's the town crier? That's all. Extra, extra, come and get it.
No, the town crier is like, for all listening ears who inquire to know, there's a rumor about the tavern. A creaky door leads to mystery. You know, like NPC that's hinting at quests.
Is it giving the great fairies in Zelda?
Oh. No. No. I would like to be... Bitch, why don't we go to a Renaissance fair?
We can.
I'm not trying to get tickets to the Renaissance tour. I'm trying to get tickets to the Renaissance fair.
I think.
Go on.
You know
what? That was it.
You know,
the think has been thought.
You know when you go to Disney and they got like Renaissance area, and they're all, you want this big old turkey leg? You want this big old ham leg?
That's like old Western area, which is not Renaissance.
Babe, get a grip. They have turkey legs at a Renaissance fair. There's no way they don't.
They do, but you're talking about something else.
I'm sorry. You know I don't know my eras. Should I want to cosplay as the town crier at the Renaissance fair.
I want to do that. There was a TikTok that was going around of somebody hitting on a popular TikToker. Apparently, it was a skit, but it was somebody that was like, "Hello, my lady." She was like setting up her camera to try to do like a TikTok or something with her friend, and he comes up to them and is like, "Oh, hello, my fairest maiden," and like doing the whole trying to. You know, flirt, but in character of the Renaissance experience. And I open the comments, and the top comment, 7,000 likes.
Okay.
I thought this was Tyler Oakley.
Oh, was it you?
No, it was just a dweeb-looking gentleman who's all, ooh, with glasses on.
I did.
Blonde with glasses on.
I did see Blonde with glasses on doing Heavy Metal Lover.
Also me. I tell you what, nothing humbles me more than opening the comments section in seeing 7,000 people all agreeing that the vibe that this person is giving is me.
Your whole vibe is just blonde with glasses.
Ooh, m'lady. Oh,
well, I mean, when I brought up the town crier, you really went into character quickly. You had a voice ready and a skit ready.
Well, maybe I'm pulling from past lives. Maybe something within me was town gossip.
Do you think you were the Roland the Farter?
I don't know if I was giving Roland the Farter, but I was definitely like town influencer back in ye olde time, had something to say.
When I had a stepsister for 6 months, we used to bully her and call.
Hold on. Okay, everyone just imagine, why did the 6 months end?
Divorce.
Did she get sent away? Did she die?
Divorce.
Was it divorce? Okay.
What did you think?
I don't know.
I was just going to say, when I had a stepsister for 6 months, we used to bully her and tell her she was a farter starter, and she would cry.
Well, was she?
Yes, she ripped it in the minivan once.
I do not like
she
ripping
ripped
it.
She ripped it, and we all thought.
To me, there's a difference between fart. There's a difference between farting and ripping it. Ripping it, I can feel. It's almost like a tinge of, the air that was leaving, was violent, and you can feel the difference on your butthole, right? It's like you ripped it. It almost like was painful. Was it painful? Just a tinge of it. Not pain. It's not pain. It's just what is that? Like a little bit of it's an aggressive fart.
Yeah. Maybe fart. Maybe next time you need to do a tier ranker on a Friday, you do all the different kinds of farts.
I hate it.
SBD.
I don't
want
to do it.
Rip it.
Did you see, speaking of ripping it, did you see the FDA shared a new alert for the people? Do you know what the FDA is? Quickly.
Food and Drug Administration.
Damn.
Big brain, big brain,
right?
Big brain.
They said a single mistake can prove fatal. We continue to receive reports of people dying or being severely injured after consuming poppers that resemble and often mistaken for popular energy shots, like a 5-hour energy drink.
Oh my God, someone's chugging poppers?
They said that they continue to receive reports of people chugging poppers thinking it's energy shots. Poppers being VCR cleaner that you can purchase clean your VCR.
Damn.
Otherwise used to inhale and feel a lightheaded dizziness sensation, butthole opening sensation.
Well, I wish anyone luck who's drinking poppers. Don't.
That's a survival of the fittest situation.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't eat your.
Let's,
don't eat
let's
your
all
Tide
take
Pods.
A step back. Let's take a step back and consider before you put something in your body.
Read it.
Should you
read
just
it.
Kind of like just ask that, like, is it food, yes or no? Okay, well then go from there. Is it a drink, yes or no? Go from there. Like, just kind of be sure.
I think poppers and 5-hour energy smell very different.
I've never had a 5-hour energy drink.
Oof. Well, the grape one, yum. But if
is
I
it good?
If
that sounds so fucking
if
disgusting.
I have a 5-hour energy, it's got to be at like 4 o'clock, and I'm definitely going to be wide awake until 2. So I don't know if they're good for you or not. Mm. Sometimes you can just
it's
do a half of a
coffee. It's just a coffee.
I don't have coffee.
Is it giving espresso shot? What's the deal?
It's giving.
I used to love a Four Loko.
It's giving Dimetap. Realness.
That's a pass for me. No. No.
Well, Barbie, do you have anything else to talk about?
Not really.
All right.
I really, before we do the podcast, I like to look through Pop Crave and, you
Queerty.
Know, what's it called? What's the other one? And Queerty and the podcast Patreon and see what everyone wants us to tweet about or talk about or whatever. honestly, everything is about Ice Spice this week on the Pop Crave. And I'm like, okay, enough of that industry plant situation. I will not have that forced down my throat, especially collaborations.
Ice Spice is LGBTQ+.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know what? My perspective is shifting.
But they were featured on a new single remix of a song, and I just didn't think their verse really did anything. But
I didn't catch it.
Yeah, you wouldn't have listened to it.
Didn't catch it.
But I mean, hey, I saw Ice Spice on a LGBTQ+ 25 under 25 list.
Okay. Well, she better be. She better be doing that. She better be it. She better be doing that.
At least you know who they are.
Also, congratulations to Born This Way album for reaching 2 billion streams. And also, happy 10-year anniversary to the Roar versus Applause battle.
Wow.
Where were you?
Celebrity death match.
Where were you? Were you on the front lines?
Actually, I think I was at a wedding. Is it really 10 years?
10 years since both singles went head-to-head, and the artists themselves were tweeting at each other about the feud. Ooh, baby, it was a different time. Ooh, baby, it was something else.
Well, remember when Gaga tried to be all, I had colored hair first?
Okay, cite your sources.
I can't find it quickly, but I'll send it to you.
Oh, you can't find it quickly. Oh, okay. So, but you're going to disseminate the information quickly on the podcast, but you can't quickly cite the source.
Here, I'll find it. You keep talking. You do okay. Your ye olde time skit.
Hear ye, hear ye. This latest news will have your taint quivering. Well, have you heard?
Okay, I found it.
Okay, there we go.
Gaga.
I was about to have to resort to David Archuleta in news. So
well, okay, so this is a little, this is the same era, but it wasn't Roar. This was when Dark Horse came out. Gaga tweeted, it looks like green hair and mechanical horses are a thing now, side eye emoji.
Okay. Is she not allowed to assess the...
She thinks
pop
she
playground?
She thinks she invented green hair and mechanical horses, bitch.
Did she say that?
Yeah. That's what she's insinuating. She's insinuating it first and that Katie was copying her. Because what? Are you the Trojan horse? What are you, Trojan horse, honey?
So you took what she said.
She thinks she invented a highway unicorn.
You put it in your brain, you regurgitated your own meaning, and you disseminated it on the podcast.
What does it mean? What does it mean? Side eye emoji.
It means exactly what you read. and read it again. Let the people know.
It looks like green hair and mechanical horses are a thing now. Side eye emoji.
So what? So she assessed what is a thing now. Okay. And you are jumping to conclusions.
Well, I do love to jump and I love to laugh.
For the king.
And I love to do it for the king.
For the king, I will jump. Not you jump into the conclusion for the king.
Who does she think she is? Beetlejuice had green hair before she did.
Oh my God. Did you see What's Her Head is going to be in a Beetlejuice remake?
I told you.
Squeak.
I told you this 3 episodes ago.
Well, I'm just filling the people in.
And you said, I don't know who that girl is.
Yeah. And did I know her name this time?
No.
So there you have it.
All right.
Where can people find you, Corey?
You can find me jumping.
Playing Tears of the Kingdom.
Yes, playing Tears of the Kingdom. But you can also find me jumping, making a dolphin noise, landing into a death drop, and winking at the king, and then saying, what's that sweet little mouth do?
Okay. You can find me. My computer is fixed perfectly. It's perfect. I every fix prior to this has been a Band-Aid, and I didn't know it was a Band-Aid before. But now that the real fix has happened, I am like, I'm giddy to stream.
Did you have a virus because of all the porn you Googled?
Totally. Yes.
How'd your computer get sick?
No, I didn't have a virus. I had, have you seen the video of the little boy arguing with his mom? And he's like, I had a virus. And it's like, his mom found porn on the computer and he's all like, it was a virus.
I don't like.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No. Saturday.
It's Saturday. It is a little, no, it's not like that at all.
Saturday.
He's like, I had a virus and my pants slipped down a little.
What?
Yeah, I'll link you.
Please do.
Okay.
All right. See you on the boat.
Well, bye. Bye, boaty girl.